and open a work session on House Bill 3072. Elizabeth, what are we doing here?
Hey, Chairman Deckard and committee members, for the record, I'm Elizabeth Martin-Mahar with the Legislative Revenue Office. So you have before you House Bill 3072, and you did hear this before, but basically what you're going to be hearing today is an -2A2 amendment that deletes the original bill, and this was dealing with tax compliance. And basically with the -A2 amendment, this has got an estate tax proposal for you to consider. And what this is doing is dealing with trying to help the Department of Revenue in complying and helping taxpayers understand what the current law is and forgiving past estate tax returns that have already filed and clarifying current practice the Department of Revenue has understood of federal law. Now, as we talked about last time, I gave you again this sheet which goes through the different federal law changes. And basically what we're doing is connecting here with the yellow box, the 97 federal law changes, the Taxpayer Relief Act of 97. And so in the 99 session, the Department of Revenue was before legislative revenue committees, and they also understood that we were connected with this 97 law changes, but we weren't actually in law. We needed to have legislation in order to make that connection date. So this is clarifying in law with the A2 amendment that we will be connected with 97 federal law changes. So that's the first main thing it does, is it connects us with 97 law changes. And it forgives also any additional Oregon estate tax liability for decedents dying in calendar year 2002 for estate tax returns that have already been previously filed, because by 2002 we had 2001 federal law changes, and that increased the threshold on gross filing for estates. The gross filing threshold was $1 million versus in the 97 law in 2002 it was only $700,000.
So is that joint or is that?
That's just an estate. Each estate is not considered like a joint or a single. It's just an estate tax return. And there's one filing threshold per year for estates. So under the 97 law, it was $700,000. But in 2002, once we had the federal law change for the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act, it became $1 million. So this is where then we are going to forgive then, because the Department of Revenue was allowing estates that if they didn't have to file at the federal level, which was the $1 million gross estate filing threshold, then they didn't have to file here in Oregon either. So this is just a codifying in law that practice for 2002, and that's set out towards the end of your amendment there. Where basically Section 10 is codifying the tax protection of 2002. There's just a little different thing where basically you're saying if a return is not required or no tax is due if the taxable estate of the decedent is less than $1 million. And so basically that's codifying in law what the Department of Revenue was doing, and then requiring, again, the federal exemption amount that we are currently tied to, the pre-97 federal estate tax law, is $600,000. And that's what we see here is a unified credit amount of $192,800. That's the threshold amount for $600,000. So just recognize that in 2002, we are forgiving any difference that there was then between Department of Revenue, administration of the law, and what taxpayers actually pay. So then going forward, though, for estate returns that will be filed in 2003, the Department of Revenue is also authorized to provide an extension of time for filing and for paying the estate tax returns if necessary. So again, we're, almost September in 2003, so for some of these returns, they may not have time enough to file. So this is such that Department of Revenue is given authority to change and have by rule any extensions on those deadlines. And then again, it puts into law, that's pretty much what your section here, your section 7 on page 4 is basically outlining the exact same things you have in your yellow box here under 1997 federal law change. is basically the setting out the gross estate value filing threshold. So in 2003 to 2004, then that is going to be a filing threshold of 700,000. Then in 2004 to 2005, you're at 850,000. Then 2005 to 2006, you're at 950,000. And then 2006 and after, it's 1 million. So basically that helps clarify in law what is the estate tax filing threshold. And that also defines the unified credit that is allowed at the on the federal tax return. So again, the reason why you have a revenue impact is because under current law, we are considered to be tied to pre-97 federal estate tax law. That is also had a federal exemption limit of 600,000. Then what you're doing is just looking at the difference between the estates that are valued 600,000 and more up to, like, in 2004, 850,000, and, you know, difference between that and 1 million when we hit 1 million in 2006. So the revenue loss is 3 million in the 2003-05 biennium, 10.3 million in the 2005-07 biennium. And that's also what you have, too. If you are curious at all about this table here, just gives you a breakdown of each year. And at the very top there, that just gives you an estimated number of total returns that we are estimating under current law. And it's over 700 returns each year. And with an estate, Oregon estate tax credit of roughly $42 million each year. So if you look just at the yellow bars there, that basically just shows you, the yellow bars are corresponding to the revenue impact from changing and connecting with the 97 federal law change in TRA 97. So you can see, like, say, in tax year 2004, we have 223 returns that would be exempt between the 600,000 and then and the 850,000, which would be the TRA filing threshold. But you would still have 491 returns that would still be paying an estate tax for a $3 million revenue loss. And that's what you're seeing in your 2003-05 biennium. So it obviously, by the time you get to $1 million threshold, you're losing about 330 returns each year, and that's why you get a revenue impact of roughly $5 million. Now, the difference really between your other version that we saw, the B-16 on House Bill 2747, and the reason why that was a no revenue impact was because we had a multiplier in there. This does not have the multiplier added each year. That had the filing threshold going up to 1.5 million. This has just got the filing threshold at 1 million for the cap. But this really does help us connect with the federal law in 97, which we really thought we were connected to since 99.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Farrelly.
This is like a bad news, good news joke. The bad news is that we have been operating as if we were connected to the 1997 code and under accruing tax payments from estate taxpayers who, upon the decedents of the estate owner, went ahead and filed according to the advice that they were receiving from Department of Revenue, which in 98 would have exempted the first $625,000 of income and so forth, and 99, $650,000. The bad news is that they have misfiled, and that the, notwithstanding the bad advice that they were given, they still owe those taxes, probably with interest and possibly with penalties. The good news is that enactment of this proposal will exempt those folks from having to refile, forgive the back taxes, and reconnect us with the federal code. Another piece of good news is the offering of an extension for filing that the Department of Revenue would have for those who have either already filed in 2003 or would file in 2003 under the new code. So, Mr. Chairman, I think this is a necessary and responsible reaction to our inadvertent assumption that we were connected to the federal law of 1997, the Taxpayer Relief Act, when in fact we were not. Is that about right?
Thank you. Thank you. Good job.
There's nothing hidden here, I think. Something's in the ladder.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Nelson, Mr. Rusker.
We're stopping this at the $1 million exemption, but the federal is going to 1.5 and then on and on. But could you explain the rationale? Why don't we just stay connected to the federal all the way through?
I'm not sure exactly what the House bill does. There is a House bill that deals with this that is more ambitious in terms of bumping the limits. I guess I would say just for myself, this was a place that I felt comfortable going. It's going to the $1 million limit. The House will have the option to concur or not concur with this. Senator Metzger.
I was just curious what the revenue impact on the 03-05 biennium. Is that presumed in the co-chair's budget? I mean, is this anticipated?
No, it is not. I don't know, Mr. Warner, if you want to address this at all. We certainly discussed this item, but this came up late.
That's good. Paul Warner, let's say revenue officer. No, it isn't. We have a $100 million ending balance, and so there is some flexibility. We have a sense that the revenue forecast this week will be essentially flat. We also think there hasn't been, at least in our view, an ample adjustment for the estate tax forecast to reflect the AG's interpretation we've gotten over the last year on what the law is. So we'll talk with them about their estimates and the forecast over the next few months to get a better sense of what's happening with the state revenue. We're comfortable that the revenue forecast we've got now is pretty close. And this is an adjustment technically from current law, but we think it's a very small adjustment.
We're also keeping an eye on a couple out in Cannon Beach that could bump that whole revenue.
That's a good point, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions? Great. We're in work session. Yes, Senator Starr.
Move the Dash 82 amendments to House Bill 3072.
Senator Starr has moved the A2 amendments to House Bill 3072. Any discussion? Tara, please.
Yes,
no.
Aye.
But I will if you want.
I will.
Let me vote no.
Aye.
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 It's an aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Chair.
Senator Ringo.
Move House Bill 3072 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Ringo has moved House Bill 3072 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Starr.
Thank you. I'll support this moving this bill. I the question that Senator Nelson raised about how can we stop is clearly a political one, and an estimation that somehow we don't want to further reform our estate tax. I think that that would be certainly something that I would support. Going a lot further than this bill does, but I think that Senator Farrelly adequately explained the situation that we're in. I think this is a tax relief for folks that thought they were doing the right thing and ultimately got a little bit crosswise. I think it's important that we pass this, but I just want to put on the record that from my perspective, this is an interim measure, and hopefully we can come back as a legislature and address this in a more broader kind of a way. So.
Thank you. Further?
Give me the tax report session.
Further discussion? Tara?
No.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 It is an aye. Motion carries. Okay, Bill. We're adjourned.